Welcome, listeners, to Manchester United Daily, the AI-generated podcast delivering the latest news from the heart of Old Trafford. Today's episode is brimming with insights, from player updates to the management's latest moves, and of course, a critical look ahead at what's next for our beloved United. In a significant blow to Manchester United's defensive lineup, Tyrell Malacia's recent knee surgery has ruled out the talented left-back for the remainder of the season. This raises pivotal questions about the team's defensive stability and the strategies Erik ten Hag will employ to compensate for Malacia's absence. Options could include shifting Luke Shaw to a more regular starting role, or perhaps promoting from within the youth ranks to infuse the squad with fresh talent. The team must now find a way to solidify the back line without compromising on the offensive thrust that Malacia so often provided. Transitioning to off-field matters, there's an intriguing story developing with Kobbie Mainoo, another promising talent within United's ranks. Mainoo, a teenager of considerable potential, made waves, not on the pitch, but at a dinner table, where he was seen donning a sky blue jacket. This seemingly innocuous fashion choice has become a talking point among fans, given the jacket's hue, which is reminiscent of Manchester City's colours, a club that was known to have once had eyes for the young talent. United fans can interpret Mainoo's jacket as nothing more than a fashion choice, or perhaps a subtle nod to a chapter in his past that, while significant, has been turned over for a future at Old Trafford. Regardless, the incident offers a lighter, more human side to the lives of the footballers we admire. In other news, recent whispers across the football world have brought forth unnerving prospects for fans. Manchester United players are reportedly sensing a shift in Erik ten Hag's demeanour, sparking conversations about his future at the helm of the club. Ten Hag's tenure has been riddled with challenges, and despite his confident assertions of steering United in the right direction, the atmosphere within the squad seems to be tinged with uncertainty. Speculation is never far from Old Trafford, and the latest relates to Ten Hag's potential exit at season's end. United, currently lingering at sixth in the Premier League standings, hold an uneasy track record with recent performances. Yet amidst this turbulence, the name of Graham Potter surfaces. The former Chelsea manager, who recently declined a potential switch to Ajax, could be earmarked for the United hot seat, having already engaged with Sir Jim Ratcliffe. His Premier League experience, evidenced by his win-draw-loss record, may factor into the club's contemplations as they consider the direction forward. On the strategic front, Ten Hag has initiated changes within the squad, crucially incorporating Christian Eriksen into its core. The Danish playmaker's tactical versatility and creative acumen are reshaping the Red Devils' approach on the pitch. In the upcoming season, United's pre-season schedule will reflect an alteration to reduce exhaustive travel, as highlighted by Eriksen's feedback from the previous tour. United's management seems intent on crafting a pre-season conducive to player welfare and optimal preparation, focusing on strategic and physical fine-tuning closer to their base. Meanwhile, the tempo in Carrington takes a sharp shift as United gear up for the upcoming clash that awaits them at Old Trafford. Come May 12th, Arsenal, soaring high under Mikel Arteta, promises to bring a riveting match to the Theatre of Dreams. The Gunners, established at the very pinnacle of the Premier League, are indisputable title contenders with their unwavering form. Amidst preparation, however, United contends with 10 first-team players being sidelined. The absence of attacking prowess like that of Marcus Rashford and midfielder Scott McTominay undeniably presents a strategic puzzle for Ten Hag to solve. However, young players from the academy's ranks have stepped into the fray during training sessions, showcasing United's faith in its nurtured talents. With each match bearing its own narrative, the confrontation with Arsenal not only marks a potential turning point in United's Premier League campaign, but also a testament to the squad's ability to rally, even when the odds are stacked and familiar faces are missed. The question on everyone's minds now is, can United harness this challenge and emerge resilient as they carve their path towards the season's end? As we draw this episode to a close, we want to extend a heartfelt thank you to all of our dedicated listeners. Your passion and commitment to Manchester United help make this podcast possible. Please continue to share your thoughts and feedback with us, as your voice is a vital part of the United community. Stay tuned for our next episode.